This computer is falling apart. It's my unconventional life. Raining. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness. This is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So I just got done working out. I've started trying to do that in the evenings now, after my doctor told me how important it is to exercise, and with my commitment to Amelia during the day, I just wasn't getting it done. And when I do it, I do feel better. Not that I should need any help feeling better. I mean, Jesus, I have so much to be happy about in my life. A dream job with a schedule that even eased up recently too. A healthy baby, a devoted mother to said baby, and a wonderful, other wonderful aspects to my life. It really is true that being happy has less to do, though, with your life situation and more to do with your perspective of said life situation. But fuck me, I am starting to sound like a broken record. Made an appointment to see the family therapist next week. A little bit anxious about it when I told my daughter's mother about it to schedule the appointment. It did lead us to actually talking for the first time in many months about some of the issues in our relationship. She doesn't seem to feel much need to see the therapist, but is willing to go along because I said that I do. The resentment that I still feel caustically between us, she said it will just take some time to get beyond. But in my mind, I'm not really sure if that's true, because I don't feel it dissipating. I mean, it does come and go in spates, but it's no less frequent or powerful when it does come. But there are moments when I don't feel it. I listened to this podcast about the First World War, and on it the guy was reading a letter from a young father in the trenches on the eve of going over the top to his almost certain death. And it was so sad hearing the words of this man who knew that he would not only have one more day to live, but never see his wife or his child that he loved dearly ever again. And so when I saw Amelia afterwards, all the negativity that I feel towards her mother or the situation just didn't seem to matter. But then, as days passed, so the old sentiment came back. The feeling of resentment from feeling that you had been deceived or disrespected. And I wonder if her mother feels the same way, or if she's been able to move on more easily. In regards to the money issues, which came up again this week, I think it's just something that we're going to have to deal with for the rest of our lives, pretty much. And to that point, it's perhaps a good lesson for me to finally learn about having to have awkward conversations so that I can stand by my boundaries and agreements. Even if I did want to specifically avoid such conversations by having a contract and a parenting partnership in the first place. Again, not to sound like a broken record, there are lots of things that I wanted to avoid that I'm smack in the middle of anyway. The issues of me feeling largely impotent and irrelevant in terms of the choices in Amelia's life about what I do with her, certainly on my own time, are going to take some finessing. I feel like her mother gives my opinion no credibility whatsoever. But the truth, as always, is somewhere in the middle. I'm really not very good at relationships when they get conflicted, which I hope the therapist can help with. We'll see. I just like to put a lot of the awkwardness and toxicness of the last year or so behind us and finally find some peace. I'd like to be able to talk openly on here about this journey and other aspects of my life now. But how much of that is doing something to make it happen? How much is letting things go? And how much is just time? I really don't know. But as I sit here now, with the sound of rain falling gently outside, the apartment quiet, and a joyous calm in my life in this moment, I feel okay. Truthfully, I'm not sure how much longer I'll do this podcast. I know, I keep threatening it. And yet somehow I still get 50 or 100 listeners every week. I don't know what that says, if anything. I just know that I'll keep moving on in my life, doing as best as I can. And I'll probably see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.